to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Henda, you're now entering a space for Black history. Welcome to Black excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views!
Okay, welcome to episode of this podcast and chill.
We are back.
Is it like a standard for you to greet it?
We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Saul Penuka. So the next milestone, Saul, are you ready for this? We're trying to fill up Sunbet Arena in Pretoria for our 1 million subscribers event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, Saul.
Every Thursday, Coast Lady's happy because she doesn't have to read anything.
Hey. Hey,
I've got Wandy here. I know. I've got Wandy here.
Okay, can you read that? We're at Mashabela Studios at least.
But I don't have the
You've done the show a million times. What do you always say?
I can't remember that email address.
Come on, take a guess.
It's Mashabela. Okay, it's podcast@mashabela.co.za. Guys, we're recording from Mashabela Studios. And if you want the studio, make sure you email podcast@mashabela.co.za.
Casual.
Beautiful. Go. Like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our friend of the show. She's SA's favorite sex worker, Wandy Lendravo.
Wandy Kavu.
She surpassed Columfe.
I'm surprised because I've got a threesome video. No, lesbian video, rather. Not even threesome.
First one.
Do you have a threesome?
With her?
Yeah?
Yes.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Who's so, the, with a guy?
No, it's a girl. We featured a
girl. Oh, three girls. Okay.
Yes. Oh, and what happens in that video?
Oh, that
part, three girls?
It's boring and terrible.
Mm. Why? Why?
They don't give me the vibe that I want.
What's your vibe?
They're too lazy.
Mm.
I'm the only one who's doing crazy thing. Like, with my daughter, with my wiggly pony, it's like, oh wow,
yeah.
When they're just quiet about doing a normal thing, when like I'll put my whole foot inside their pussy.
You put your foot inside their pussy.
Yes, that's what I was doing. But they're just doing a normal pod, and I'm doing something.
When you put your foot inside a girl's pussy, how does that work?
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, do you start with one toe? Or?
Yes.
Like, and how do you separate the toes one by one?
You go one toe. One toe.
Is that a testing of Jevelenji?
No, kalangezwa ukuthi ngibone ukuthi ho ingakanani yabo.
Ehhe.
Ngiyabona ukuthi ho wonke nje amabhozo amayangena moslapha.
So if she falls pregnant from you inserting your feet?
No, she won't.
Yeah, that cuts with the way your feet is. Feet is fucking love it.
Talking about toes, can I tell you guys a funny story?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my son comes up to me. He's like 6 years old, right?
Yeah.
So he just learned at school, I don't know, maybe from one of his friends, that the middle finger means fuck you, right? Oh. So he comes to me, he's like, Dad, if I put up a middle finger, can I do that? Like, what does it mean? Is it a bad word? I'm like, hey, you can't do that. That means fuck you. So, like, middle finger, no, that's a no-go area. He's like, what about the B word? I'm like, hey, no, you can't say this, the B word. You can't say those things. Then he comes up to me 5 minutes later. He's like, Dad, if I lift up my middle toe, does that mean the same thing?
Yeah.
So clearly, in Wandile's world, it means the same thing because she fucks you with her toe.
Drop the fucking thing. Oh. So whose pussy did you put the feet in? Or your foot in?
My ex-friend.
Oli?
Yes.
And how far in did it go?
In front of my uncle, like half. I didn't put like my whole leg.
Half of half of the leg or the foot?
The foot.
Okay.
Half of the... Not half, foot. Like...
I'm a person who won't go if I get it.
Oh, your... Whoa!
And then they were like, oh, one, she did that because she was jealous of her. I was like, hey, bro, we need to do something. People bang
around. You're right. You get it. You get the mind of a porn watcher. Yes. That's why... And porn viewers at times hate lazy girls. Mm. Some girls, even internationally, they've got the ass and stuff, but they're just lazy performers. They think the body will work for them.
Mm-hmm. Hold up, guys. Hold up, guys. How does a whole foot fit inside of a JJ?
It's a whole foot, literally.
How does that happen?
It's a foot for a whole.
I'm just numb down your guys with Pumala.
The whole head, bro, comes out. A kid, a child, a human life comes out of a pussy. So,
doesn't that take a bit of practice? You know, obviously, the pregnancy, the contractions for it. Otherwise, the baby will just be dropping out at 8 months, right?
Mac. When you finger.
How do
you. Oh, can I pull out two?
No. My woman had a C-section. She had a C-section.
When you finger, Mac. Uh-huh. When you finger.
Oh, so rangzang.
Upele with two
three, three points.
Three things.
Yeah, three poison.
I was Zyme four.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. And you've got small hands, bro. What do you mean?
What else have you tried to fit in a pussy?
Nah, nothing else. Mm. Oh, on my. Mm. Cucumbers
are old school.
Yes, and carrots.
They did that on Big Brother once, eh? That Indian lady. She had a big scandal because she was giving cucumber a blowjob on Big Brother, if you remember.
Listen, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was a big thing back in the days.
Wow.
Yeah. So did that go down well with the rest of the ladies? Were they like, okay, cool? Or like,
I've never done it to anyone. I've done it to my own pussy.
Oh, the cucumber and the carrots. Yes. Oh, okay.
I want to understand. Please tell me, Wendile. What's the difference between a prostitute, a slay queen, a sex worker? What else am I missing? So,
okay. With my own,
yeah.
I think a prostitute is someone who sells a stratin or my with like short things about, I mean, see more about. Who sells like for 50 rand and 30 rand.
As a prostitute?
Yes.
Ladies of the night on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you said...
Slay queen.
A slay queen. It's someone who sells private.
Mm.
They pimp hair.
Mm.
Someone who's well known, like Inom Rolo. Mm.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, like they pimp you, you know, to be like politicians or anyone.
So you are selling crap
and you hide booty. I'm a content creator. I'm a YouTuber.
So you stop makeup line. You stop
mm-hmm.
doors.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. You are selling private when you are a slave queen. And then you said that. Sex worker is someone. Okay, sex worker, money.
Okay.
You could be like selling go OnlyFans, Tinder. Instagram also and Snapchat.
Mm.
Porn stars fall under that, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Strippers, they just strip.
No, they also do they take also clients. Do.
Okay.
And bonabatata every client I'm a Pakistan law no gi roti. And
roti.
Yeah, like oh, I went
roti,
to
roti.
Uchina like invited me a summit.
Yes.
And, like She had a show.
Hey, know? Wait.
A station.
Are you ready?
Yes.
To selling pussy.
Yes.
To selling pussy.
And let's feeding go. My family.
Yes.
And most importantly, feeding the family.
Yes. Yes, you were saying.
Can look spirits, man. Keep on going. No filter now.
That's wrong. You were saying, yes.
And yeah. And before she said, us, we don't fuck men, we don't do hookups, because they said to me, oh, well, now you sell pussy. And now after stripping, the client will come and be like, hey, girl, I want you.
Mm.
And then they will go with the client. I was like, oh, Gina, now you do hookups. Okay. Mm. And we have in Pakistan. I was like, yo, kiss me, I do like the HR bed. I don't mix with my Pakistan.
Why? Isn't it all about money though?
Yeah. If you want to make bookie, look bookie. Look,
no, I mean, me, I'm into bookie. Nigerian.
Huh?
I mean,
oh, so just strictly.
I'm a Jalofina.
So strictly.
Yes, I don't do South Africans or my Pakistan. I only do Nigerians. But I do South Africans, but my politicians, like, people are high.
Oh.
Whoa.
So now we are again a good slay queen now.
Yeah.
So I want to know who looks down on who. So it seems like there's a hierarchy. At the bottom, for me, according to what you're saying, is the prostitutes, right?
Mm.
And then comes the strippers.
Yes.
And then comes the slay queens.
Uh huh.
And then the sex workers are at the top of the food chain.
It's just the same thing, man. Because we're selling our pussy.
Gotcha, guys.
Even if, like, you are a bigger influence.
And then you trade clients as well, like I've heard.
You.
Yes,
clients.
Has like a slave queen come to you and said, hey, Joe, go blind. I'm a client.
Or like, I'm a client.
Yeah, or vice versa.
Yeah, it's called pimping, right? So you're pimping me. Yeah. They do pimpers.
But what I'm saying is that you guys look...
I'm sure by a sub, like bigger people like politicians or anyone, jails, big, yeah, but they're scared to approach you because they know when you can screenshot and post or sell their blog, my blogs. So they send someone.
They'll do it via a girl they trust.
Yeah.
They've obviously
and then the girl will come to you and say, hey, Wandy, so I have a client for you. Can you attend him? He wants to give you 5K for a short time or a night.
Wait. But what I'm saying is it seems like you guys look down on prostitutes.
No, I don't look down on them.
Okay.
I respect them.
Shout out.
Why do you respect them?
Because they know what they're doing. Like, they're doing that for abantwana babo or a family.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day...
So I don't judge them.
If 50 rand, 100 rand.
But I can't be on the street and be like, it's all private. But I'm not scared to say it. I own my shit.
So a pimp, how does a pimp solicit the girls? Do they go to a club and be like, Wandy, I want you to be under my agency? Like,
I can't. I'm an agent. I'm mine.
Okay.
I mean, they would just like DM you on Instagram. Yeah.
And say, like, I want to promote you. Like a gig. Like,
no, sometimes a guy like, we are born on social media. But asabongi shugusago.
So who are these girls? Who would be, do we know any of the girls that should be in the business of pimping out other girls, or not necessarily pimping, but maybe referring other girls?
It's a gig. It's a booking agent.
Mm. Yeah. So who are they?
No, I'm not going to name it.
That's bad for business.
Yo.
Because then she won't get referrals.
Mm.
Just like, fuck you then. I'm not going to get you.
It's better if like I expose podcast. One alone. Don't put them.
We respect that.
Sharp. Okay. So how do they make money, the booking agents?
Well, now, if a client eats up near 5K, you need to send her 1K. Some by a client, which if I'm going to DM that girl, you need to pay me like 2K or what?
Does the money come to you or the booking agent?
No, is I give me mal and then me na so girl account deck and then you to me.
Okay.
Mind you, I'm like the client the first time. Go like Zakuma Sasura. Or like niyaphuma kube ngathi date experience.
Sometimes siyaphuma kubanye abanye ba prefer ukuthi sibe indoors because they're well known. So some angisho khona abantu bangabathatha ama picture when they're sitting with me yabo. So I must figure out like it's up to him ukuthi ungithengele champagne or a whiskey or anything, then siyaphuza qala. And then we get into it.
So you mentioned short time, long time. Explain that. What's that?
Or a short time, it's like 80 minutes. You come only once. And then in night, come on, my guy. You are his chicken, Jay.
And what are your rate cards like? How do the rate cards work? Is it based per experience or... Ni charge kanjani?
Okay. My short time is 3K. And then you only come once. I don't do blowjob. Yeah, and then at night, I do blow job. I charge 10K now.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm on TV.
Hey! That's to work for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And the body is working.
So, short time is how long?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
So, now what if I'm able to come 10 times in that 30 minutes?
It's okay.
As long as we 30 minutes, I can come as many times.
Not more than 30 minutes. Oh. If Kasha 30 minutes, I'm going to come. Give me my money, brother. Let me go home.
So manje, nipukile via the pimp, right? Or the booking agent. Mm. Right? And then finish your time.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Mara ayivuki.
Because I'm blowjob. So obvious, sometimes I'm not getting motivation.
What happens in that situation?
We watch porn if I evoke.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so you supply the porn. You'd be like...
Let's watch. Mm.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever gotten like a weird request, like stick your finger up my nostril or something?
Yeah, some guy was like, "Ngicela ukukhamela ubuso."
Oh, like as in we.
Like pee.
For real?
Like ngikhamela mina ngilale nje yena ngikhamela.
And what did you say?
I said, "If you funa lokho, add the money."
So you're willing to do it?
Yeah, mom, come on, it's okay. But don't go and cackle, but don't come like you can.
Wait, man. So, okay, how much is that? Come on.
Like 20K.
So 20K, then I can just piss on your face?
Yes.
Damn. And niggas, this was a black nigga.
Hmm?
Black nigga.
Yeah, he was a black nigga.
South African?
No.
Oh.
I think, ang sakumbul gash.
And what ended up happening? Did you do it?
Yes.
So for 20K? Deal?
For the money.
So
yeah.
So you pissed on your face?
Yeah, for money. Yeah.
Wow, man.
Did you have to open your mouth or it's just...
No, like...
Oh, okay.
My kamanji. I didn't tell her, I don't even know my hair everywhere.
Okay.
No, man. One day. Damn, are you serious?
No ways.
Hey.
Can be like,
No, I just want to understand, why would any guy want to do that? Like, I'm not judging. I just
don't know.
When you think about it, like, what is
maybe
it?
Maybe he's doing rituals. I don't know. But
how do you find ways of protecting yourself from that? Because kona abanye abantu bathweleng izinto zabo and they need to let go of the whatever things it requires them to have sex with a random person, and then they use your guys as that.
Okay, before I didn't know about this, like being young, it's clean, but now, like, I bath with like sea salt, and then I pray, and then I go see the guy. But before, like, I had a problem, like, I couldn't sleep at night. I felt like ngiling akwazi umuntu, ngiling abulala umuntu. So there was a time, ne? No, I like mang lala, I feel like. Like, I did something and I'm a sleepless night. I can't sleep.
Mm.
But I did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm being feeling like I'm going to commit suicide again. I don't know. And I would hear, like, I'm a noise on my ears. Being as against a galan. So there was a prophet. I'm like, I'm not in the move.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, just go up.
Thank you.
Huh? Just go up.
Just
move the chair up. Because I feel like you're down.
I'm heavy.
Yeah, a bit heavy.
Are you fine, man?
I think so I'm seizing. So I'm not.
It's too much woman film to handle. Yeah? It's too much woman film.
Yeah, much better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying yes.
So yeah, the prophet law, like he love about standards like full in English because move I get see could not full.
Okay.
So because the prophet was like my mother. Khona umntana akho iwani ongakwazi ukulala yabo. Kumele umsize before like ahlanya or azibulala yabo. And then my mom knew ukuthi yimi because ngefirst born yakhe. Yabo. So like wangifonela that time I was staying with Ujina. And Ujina would tell me ukuthi yo wani when you are sleeping yabo uyamemeza and now angithusa yabo. Like, Gina, I don't know what's going on. So mom like she gave me a call and she was crying yabo ukuthi wani what's going on? Yabo. Yeah, and then I'm just like, when I'm a sleepless night, so sometimes like I dream about weird things. And she, I feel like I'm just like, my mom, and then she was like, yo, velo kono mama, one prophet, begadlu labo, wakuluma nami yabo. So we need to get a help for you, yabo. So we totally helped no mom come prophet. Then prophet song chelo kuthi like I slept with someone beka phume jele. And then lomuntu waya kusangoma. Sangoma samchelo kuthi you have to sleep with anyone, a prostitute, a sex worker, anyone. That thing is owela kuye. Which wathola mina. So konke lokho the against the jele, no lokho beka kuseli rape, killing. Hence I was feeling that.
No wonder you felt like you had killed someone. Like,
yes.
There was just a heaviness.
I couldn't sleep. And the bang was bloody chill. So who's a game, man?
How do you think that's transferred if you are using protection?
Even if you are not using one, salt ties are my salt ties. Even if like you are not a sex worker now, or you have a girlfriend that can use now before you sleep with someone, na my salt ties.
Yeah, bon.
You need to cleanse anyone.
So you call it what? Soul ties.
Soul ties.
So what you're saying is that regardless of condom or shyness or not, that energy is still transferable.
Sex is sex, boy.
Just, that's insane.
I like the fact that you pray. What does the, like,
when I pray
a sex worker's prayer sound like?
No, yes.
No, no, like I've always wanted to know.
Golo, Golo, thank you for this dick I'm about to receive.
I'm almost like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, give us our daily cum and forgive those who didn't pay us as we fuck others who are gonna pay us.
Amen. Give us this daily.
Amen. Or four, if the price is good. Fuck. They want to come for us for that. Why? Have a tender as we own a house.
Yeah.
But I'm really, no, and it's not, I've always been curious, even about like one day we're going to have an assassin. And I'm going to ask him the same question because it's fascinating because as Christians, God is for us all. God forgives. So it is good and it's right for you to pray. But what do you say when, you know, you're with God and you're from or about to go to work?
No, yeah, sure, it's God. Then thing is, I angiers, and I know what I'm going to sin. Please forgive me. You know God good to angiers, and angfunu uguyenza and silingife. Masengi fige la ekunen konangizoyeka. I'm not doing it for social media or for me to be a slave queen. No, I have a family to take care of.
You have a bottom line, yeah.
Miss.
And that's honest.
Are you Christian or
Christian?
And then ancestors and whatnot?
No, I don't believe on ancestors.
Fascinating. Hey.
You wanna go tell Jesus?
So explain to me, right? Here you are, you grew up in a good family.
Yes.
Parents took care of you. You were not a problem child.
No.
Comes matric. You're still a virgin. You break your virginity. You met this jollof guy. And then it sounds like. What happened?
I was a good child. I used to be a tomboy. As a mom, I'm nagging, even about my children. They never complained about one. I was just in the room, done all right. I've never smoked or drink alcohol. Kumoshake nje mangiya e Rose Bank Abraham. That's when I met my Nigerian man. And then wang fundisi imali. And I was like, oh.
When you say wang fundisi imali, what does that mean?
Like, he used to give me like 300 that time. I thought it's like a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Kumoshake nje lapho nje.
Was it a boyfriend or?
I mean, I took him first. I took him as my boyfriend, but he was married.
How did you meet him?
I was crossing a street and then he was driving like, he said, like my funeral, so. That time I was like, yo, I met Jay in the mad lab.
Who wins a Libram that day?
Okay.
So he recruited you basically.
So like put back and I was in
So he's like, come into my car. Did you get into the car the same day or like?
First I was scared, but I did, I won't lie.
So when you get in the car, nothing happens, right?
No, nje bengicela ukuthi you are pretty. I wanna take good care of you. I want you to that time at Bengaz Neslung. Bengingisa nje yo. It was bad.
And then that's when he gives you the 300 that same day.
Yes.
For nothing.
Nothing. And I was like, yo, ngiyabuyela laphaya.
So you call him now?
No, he called me. He goes, are you home? I said, yeah, I'm home safe. Yeah, well, it's okay. We should see tomorrow. That's okay. Same time, same place.
And then what transpires after that?
Yeah, we had sex. And then, yeah, he gave me my 300, 500 rand.
After the sex or?
Oh, after lap, like, wapuma gave me. Wanigi namba yako kumganaka, I didn't know kutumganu wake. Then that's how it happened.
So another friend now started calling you for the same thing and giving you money.
Yes.
Oh,
so got okay. Trial. Oh,
after sex, you appear something.
Yes.
Oh wow.
So
and then Gabon go to oh, I'm a Jolof, ngapi skolo. I have to choose one, which I chose about Jolof.
Did he break and your virginity?
Yes.
Wow.
Imagine, like,
was it a good experience for you?
Yeah, okay, they give okay. Good sex to them.
You say Peduka? When, like, when you meet a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Angwaz go to Uban, you know, but obviously you're a sex worker, but me and Zing Okshel and Jing out, right? Do you tell them what you do or would you still date them, but back at the ranch, you're still taking cash from for sex?
Sometimes I hide with some sex work or I hide the past day. But eventually, so, magang post, someone tell me to, you're calling this girl your girlfriend while like her pussy's everywhere, is on the internet. And then the guy will ask me, why is it true? And then I'll be like, yeah. And then Oyang lash. But now that I'm on TV, like, if you come to my life, you know, so I know bad. I don't need to explain myself.
The crazy thing is, the way you got recruited is the same way Fat Checker almost got recruited. She's got a story. Give her a mic. Remember the Fat Checker story when we were in the vault?
Hey, wild, man. Fat Checker's lived so many lives.
Yeah. Give her a mic there so she can explain. Because it's pretty much it's similar, right? It's not similar.
Similar.
It's very similar. These niggas recruit. They recruit young girls.
Yes.
But with Wandi, it doesn't sound like the guy was recruiting. It's just, I know, look, remember, I've lived in Hillbro, and I know Nigerians have this stereotype that South African women are prostitutional, if there's such a word.
Yeah.
Do you get me? A lot of them won't say that. And this is Nigerians, how they think. They won't say that. A lot of the girls won't say that, I want sex, I want money, but they expect it. So maybe the guy was just thinking, oh, it's another girl. This is how things are done in Joburg. So I don't think he was recruiting in a sense of, I'm going to pimp you or own you. But it was just a matter of, listen, I want to smash. The quickest way is give the girl money. Because she'll think there's more where that came from. And then after the sex, gets the money. Then passes the number on to say, yo, bro, if you really like something nice here, but you know, you gotta
so pay.
It's not like recruiting in a sense of, he's just thinking she did it the other day and the other day with somebody else. That's those niggas think like that.
Would you agree with what he's saying?
Yes.
100%. Yeah.
How was a sex worker, Fat Check?
I was never going to be a sex worker. I don't think I'd be a sex worker. But I just wanted to ask her a quick question first. Emotion.
Wait. Before we go there, Fat Check, the story she just mentioned, how can you relate to it?
Hands was going to ask the question because in a way I can relate. Like, Hands was going to ask her, how did she handle it emotionally? Because I don't think I handled it well.
What happened with your situation? Give context to the chillers because they don't know.
I met a man at going out with my friends.
How old were you? You must explain how old you were.
I was 16.
16.
And okay. I was in grade 11. Yay. I wasn't little. I was in grade 11. It's just that the age, I was 16. And yeah, he lured me in, basically. He started fetching me from school and taking me home and taking me out, paying and giving me cash, basically. But I did not go to the extent of actually sleeping with him.
Yeah, he sucked his dick, though.
Yes, I mean, he understood.
How old was he?
Anyway, he was around my father's age, but I can't disclose much. I mean, people could be watching.
Sure.
Yeah, but anyway, with that being said, obviously, I did not give him, we didn't get to that part because we ended it before it got there. But yeah, he taught me basically how to foreplay and what to do, how to do it, and etc. And I started learning tricks, I guess. But how did you deal with it emotionally? Like the dependency, because I know sometimes it does hit Uguti, you know what, Nishota with this much. And I mean, I started working at the age of 18 because of finances, right? And you do feel that thing of, okay, I need some more money. If only I had that one man in my life. So how did you deal with it emotionally?
That's why I'm willing to continue. I'm not doing that because I needed money. Already,
you were fine. The man. Because I understand continuing with another person. I mean, see a jola out there. And umuntak becha. Sometimes even more, right? And treats you better. But that heart, it still lingers to the past. That person that, you know, he was your first everything, first experiences. I know that there's specific perfumes that I'd smell and it's like, once upon a time in a car, you get me? So how did you handle that? Yeah.
Hey, Minasha, hi, I'm from my mom. I'm being a space in Pumilogwe, but I remember him very well. But saying Pumilogwe, I'm in Nandaba. Minang is funnily Mali.
Oh, one day.
Yeah, bro. Oh, my emotions. Oh, yo, never let up again. I wasn't hurt at all. Deep inside,
tell me something, right? When like a sex worker has sex, do you guys block out the experience or do you enjoy the sex?
I'm not sure. I enjoy the sex. I love sex so much.
Jeez, man.
Yo, all the strokes. Oh, daddy.
So you're not the type of person who needs to be connected, like I need to have chilled with you and I now understand we see a connector.
Even much, you know, we can have it.
Anytime, okay. Who's willing make
I wanted to connect with you, Namajinje. Konala, yes.
You can subscribe.
Oh my God.
I want to understand what's the difference between Jollof niggas and SA niggas? Because Jollof niggas are just all our girls.
They have
man.
The money. They know how to treat a girl so fine. They will give you the soft life. You don't need to work. You guys are saying, in Tomazana, I'm making me to have a 50-50 with nature. No. Is everything in the house, and then you just be a stay home girlfriend and take off the kids or a wife.
And in bed, how different are they from us generally? Of course,
they know how to fuck. Oh my God, and they have the big dicks. You guys have the
because of the queen.
Describe to me, please, one day. Going out to a club with a South African guy and going out to the club with a Jollof guy.
Ah, with the Jollof.
No, describe the experience. Like, what happens?
Jollof, they pop. My South African will buy you a bottle, Leila. This one.
Yes, I grab it.
At least,
as
at
I grab our South African shameful one bottle on the table.
So, my guy, we are pop. Chill not too.
Hey, you see now, if you guys send that podcast, I'm much love. Gabe, I'm my champagne. Right now. The South Africans.
Okay. But no, continue. And then, how else is the rest?
And their music. Oh, fuck. I love their music. Logo South African. Oh, good to Lilin Jacosiam.
Our son.
Oh.
Hi, Mike. Hi.
Yeah, but you're 22 Lilin.
I'm a poppy. That boat, baby.
Pop,
baby, please pop for me. But no, baby, think of if you Chabantuana, Ikaya, in. I'm a Nigerian, will just pop.
You
won't get in my lens.
Do you think they introduced the whole Slay Queen?
It's them, Velashem.
Nah.
Give them the cup.
Because I remember Paduka, when we started DJing back in the days, you could go to a club. There wasn't that many Nigerians there, right? And you could buy a 6-pack of Hunter's Dry or Heineken. And that was it for the night. And then Nigerians started coming with the flashlights.
Oh my God. It's Nigerians.
Made it fucked up for the
rest. So you think they introduced the Slay Queen?
Yes, it's them.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because now you just explained it. It's before it was 6-pack and then Thomas and Nikai. Next time you need my takes. But I'm feeling I'm a Uber, I'm a Bolt. Am I lying? Back then, being a comma Bolt. Yeah, you want my feeling I'm a even a Bolt is from Nigeria, right?
Yes. No, it's not Nigerian company.
It's not?
No.
No, It's from Nigeria.
No, Uba. For the sake of the podcast, it's fine. It's for Nigeria.
It used to be Texified, but yeah.
Yeah, it's Texified. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, the other one introduced J Soft Life, everything.
What's the most you've made in a night?
I slept with two niggas. It was 50K.
Each?
No.
25?
Yes.
Damn.
And I was in Mpumalanga.
Was it at the same time together or just separate?
Same time.
Whoa.
Yeah, bro.
What? So that was a threesome.
And I was pimped.
You were pimped. Mm-hmm. But you knew, right?
Yeah, I knew. I didn't know what I would get 50K. She said to me, one bazo nigga 20K. Yeah, but and if I'm a guy by 10 back phone, I need to charge them each. Yeah, but so it happened in Afunabo guy by 2 lab. And there were a lot of niggas and there were a lot of girls. So I'm in Afunabo guy by 2. And I was in the same room with them.
Mm-hmm. Is there a nigga that you've
sucking two dicks?
Ne?
Yo.
Like on adulting. Who's that?
Oh yeah, it's Kitty. She's the MEC.
Is there an have you ever gotten like a weird request where they tell you do some weird shit that you'll never ever do?
Apart from the pissing, obviously.
Yes, the pissing.
Ha no ngeke ba vumotsi bangakele.
Okay.
And anal.
Yeah, I heard you on, the show.
Aye.
I heard you on the show that she doesn't like anal.
No, but you on the show said that you don't regard Okolie as a true porn star.
Because she's the same claim biggest porn star, right? If you are a biggest porn star, you need to do everything.
That's true. All the biggest porn stars.
Like, you need to know all the tricks, like everything.
True.
So I was like, oh my God, Loli. What the fuck, bruh? Haven't done anal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why don't you like anal?
No, gaga. Games.
I don't see music. I'm just.
What's your name,
Jalen? I'm going to analytical.
Why don't you like anal?
Yeah, I was about to ask.
Yeah, you're getting a mistake and don't have a jumper jing a springbok.
But you judge do clearly for not doing it.
Because she's a porn star, she's bitch. Like if you're a porn star. Yeah, you need to like.
But
know
you find
everything.
It's okay when you're with a man and that's what they expect from you, and therefore. Are you accepting less money because you're not going to go that far?
Yes, it's okay.
So, what's negative 20,000?
Oh, but I have friends who have tried anal. About my challenge, my finger posh, Kuvelo, you pumel. Oh my God, I was like, oh no, I'm not going to.
Jeez, Gina.
So according to you,
why would you? No, get up.
They tight friends. Well, tight friends.
Yo, how?
So, we're not doing anal.
Titan Beach.
You can't caca on me. What else?
Yeah.
What's out of bounds? Like, what's off limits?
Just those two. Just those two.
Yeah.
Would you fuck your brother's...
Your brother?
I mean, your boyfriend's brother?
I've done that.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know, but...
Oh.
I met him on Tinder.
Huh?
And then we went to buy weed, and then the guy was like, Wandy, what are you doing here? Your boyfriend, I say, man, he knows you. I was like, yo, Nkosiyam.
How?
What about sex during your period?
Angas.
Ah,
I said to God, no, I'm not. Angas, I've never tried sex when I was on my period.
So your boyfriend, I tandy crave.
No, Nigerian, they don't like, they don't want, like, no, they don't do that. It's like this, it's abomination in their country.
So you've never done it.
But what if you're booked and you happen to be on your period?
Oh, okay, lapho ngikile. Not with like, okay, as with I'm on my pumikas. Like, I put, you see, le, by ass, yay. You put wipe, you dry, I want my wipes, yeah, what dry, and then you put them. So of your inside, goes up block my period, and then you go have sex with the client. Client I born with you on your period. It's true. They know. They know this one. They know.
So more keep up the wipes. I pull my jaw because the blood would have accumulated.
Yeah,
right.
You just
is there like
hand.
A huge blood clots or
no? It's just
blood.
No, it's
or just normal leg blood.
Yeah, you just enjoy.
Oh wow.
Then you're not.
Whoa.
It's true.
Okay.
What's the highest number, the most number of guys have had at once?
It's two.
Just two. Mm-hmm. Oh, no train, like four guys.
Mm-hmm. And how would you, how much, what's the amount of dicks you've seen?
In my life?
Yeah. Like, what do you think the amount?
Like body count, Sam?
Yeah, no,
not body count. Like, body counts. Not body count. Like, have you slept how many dicks have you seen?
Like, maybe 1 million.
1 million?
Yeah.
What kind of question is that? I think pornography, like, are you counting the like, ones you've seen in porn?
You alone have seen a lot of dicks watching porn. So, like, what do you mean? Like, how many dicks you've seen?
Like, on the job, my man. Like, how many?
The body count, yeah.
That's a body count, then. Because no, if she sees a dick, she'll have to fuck a dick.
Mm.
I don't think guys no, she like, see my dick, yeah, here's 10 rands, I'm going now.
Yeah,
right? It's a dick that you prepare to fuck, and we'll chances are we'll fuck.
No, but bro, there's chances, there's times where you see a dick and you either suck it or you fuck it. It's not all the time.
Either you, way you're working, it's work.
It's a body count, it counts. Mm.
So sucking dick sounds as a body count.
Well, listen, how often does a guy just want you to suck his dick and not fuck?
Bakona, but bakona,
but
yeah, it's not just few. They be like,
but that's what I'm saying.
No, you love bagu. What's this? Lento le be pumile manje le ba faster. Kona ba faster.
Oh, Muslims.
Yeah.
Oh, during Ramadan they don't fuck.
No, bakona ma Nigeria ayenza Ramadan.
Yeah.
Muslim, they be like, yeah, Nigerians. Yeah, yeah, just I want you to suck me only
during Ramadan.
Yes.
How?
Mm.
But they're not allowed.
I don't know, but I suck. You pay me, I go home.
And so how much is that?
Sex during Ramadan? Hmm?
And how much is that?
Oh, to just do a blowjob, yeah. It's 1.5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you have daddy issues?
Huh?
Do you think you have daddy issues?
My dad.
No, do you think you have daddy issues?
I don't understand.
Like, you, did you have a problem relationship with your dad? Did you have a healthy relationship with your father?
My dad is in prison now. Wabo Shangna 3 days.
So you got daddy issues.
Do you have a father figure? Well, maybe that's what.
No, just me and Jenga. I saw my mom.
Yeah, so.
And, but in Gilling, I'm fresh, but I'm in prison. But I was in primary.
So do you think you not having your dad, when you see these Jollof guys and, you know, you're doing all the stuff, it's because you're trying to fill that void?
No. I'm not going to blame anyone. I know what I'm doing. It's my choice. I'm not going to blame my mom or my dad. Yeah, Michi.
Mm.
And I own it. It's my choice, yes.
What? Why was your father arrested? For what?
Let's not talk about it.
Okay, it's fine. You're here for yourself. You
Harry, he was against Danji.
Okay.
Did you know Skim GP?
Angas.
So he used to rob?
Yo, Angas.
Was he? Was he?
Mm-mm.
So is he serving life? Is he serving life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Damn. Okay. What's he saying now?
I don't know if we young as
they watch a lot of porn. La Pepe H. I
don't know. Like,
hey, what if I was and then I'm gonna win and then.
No, we young as we young as Baba. No, it's why if I was like Nempeling a pili.
Oh, so you know, so you look low.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
But Matt, I don't know
all the stuff you do now.
No.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So please explain to me the story about you having sex while there was a pregnant woman there. What was going on there?
Oh, that's one. Like, okay, wang funela pa wang chelo kutsi my wife is pregnant. Like, ang sam feel anymore. So yes. I want you to join us. Abo. Mm-hmm. And then mina, the pregnant girl was sucking me. Nam being him suck. Then I fucked the husband.
Pregnant wife.
Mm. Isn't that weird for you?
No. Pay me. Let me go home.
Do you have a plan? I always worry about like safety with your kind of work. Because here is a guy, you meet him online or through or whatever, you book a hotel or you even worse, you go to his house. Do you have a plan? If you get there and things aren't as you expect, for example, he tries to hurt you or you're getting gang raped, do you have a plan? Like, because you guys are exposed to so much danger.
No, I don't have a plan.
You don't even have a young gun, knife, Yana.
If you get a for that day.
No, don't.
I don't have any plan or anything. That's why I was first like robbed. If on yam.
I remember.
Yes, well, that's how I. Yeah, that guy was a catfish.
But one day you can do things like, okay, if you're going on a hookup, I'll think maybe you tell someone who's staying, like maybe even share your
live location.
Okay, yeah, there. If by something, by let's say certain hours,
you you share your live location when you come to the podcast for work?
Well, I'm coming. He has all your numbers.
She's not coming to work with strangers. Exactly. What do you mean? Naga knows your address. Naga knows your kids.
You interview different people all the time.
Yeah, but he.
What if a stranger walks in with a gun?
No, Mac.
Because they were sent.
Mac. Akfani. He's got you. He's got
your number.
He's just big devil's advocate.
Everyone, he's got everyone's number here. But I'm just saying, for you, sharing your life location with someone who's staying, let's say, or ever, they know where you are at all time.
I'm against what you are doing and what she's doing. Hers is more dangerous. I'm against that.
I'll just get a gun, man.
I mean, I'll do that constantly.
Yeah, do that.
I'm going to
beg
you
for that advice. I'm trying to beg you up here.
No, I'm right.
Yeah, you are right. Yes. I'm saying, Leia, good, like, I need to share my live location. Yes. It's true. So anything can happen to me. Like,
when you arrive at someone's house, at least you tell them, you know what, there's someone who knows I'm here, and they are monitoring
guys, this is life. Anything can happen when we leave the studio.
True.
Amen. But are you going to be in some man's bedroom tonight that you don't know, have never met, you don't know where he's from, you don't know what he does for a living? Bro, and it's just the two of you?
Bro, that's like saying to Simpiwe, after we landed from Dubai at the airport, you should have shared your location.
It's not the same.
It is, bro. No one knows what's going to happen.
No one knows what's going to happen, but you know when you are going into an unknown environment
with danger. Yes.
Possible danger.
How is it possible danger when the clients that you're working with are of a certain caliber? So are you saying our politicians are dangerous?
They steal.
Yes.
They steal. They kill.
Yes.
How many whistleblowers have died?
Some they want
you. But you're not because of blowing a whistle.
Also some are drugs. So I said when you can't, like, they'll put a gun on you and be like, sell these drugs.
Exactly.
Look, airports.
Yeah, but?
Sorry. Let me not speak for you. But do you agree with what he's saying?
Yeah, I
think you need to protect yourself somehow. Like, get a gun, something, because you can get to a guy's gun.
Even a pepper spray.
Someone for you to kill.
Imagine. Okay, let me ask you this. What's the most dangerous situation you've been in?
I know people that think I'm lying. I'm not.
What happened?
I went to Waterfall next to Mall of Africa. You know those nice houses there?
Yeah.
When I get there, the guy was like, oh, he offered me, keep on offering me alcohol, like, drink, Wandy. Do you smoke weed? And then, why are you not drinking? About, no, Wandy, I'm not going to drink. But just drink. I want you to have fun. I want you to give it all to me. And it was time to sleep now. And then he showed me a room to sleep alone. I was like, why am I sleeping alone? Because I came here to fuck you and you give me my money in the morning. And I was like, no, we can't fuck, you know. But I have someone who can fuck you. I was like, who is the someone? He's like, no, you're gonna see that someone, but just wanna get in the room, be naked, and just sleep. Okay. I mean, I thought it's a brother, maybe.
Yeah.
Or a friend. Then I get in I don't know if I was dreaming or what, but I saw his snake wanting to sleep with me. And like, I quickly like ran off. I was like, no, I can't sleep with the snake. Like, no, I can't do this. And he was like, okay, take your things and go back home. I'm not gonna give you money to go back. I was like, no, it's okay.
And describe a snake. Was it a snake as we know it? What size was it? I've always been fascinated by snake.
It was a small snake. It was not a giant. It's a small snake, a black snake, and normal.
So what was it gonna do?
I don't know, because now I was like, no.
Oh my goodness.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not. I swear to God.
That's the craziest.
Oh my God.
Jeez, man. That's wild.
Okay, wait, explain, man. What's the snake there to do?
No, it's where he gains his money luck or whatever.
The snake will take my leg.
Whoa, man. This is crazy, guys.
Mm-hmm. How did you see the snake? Was it still on the floor or was it on top of you?
Ingenile and beyihamba nge ngala igcineni kwayo beyiphakamile so bengahambi kanje.
Oh, it was up.
It was up.
No man, you're shitting, right?
I swear, I don't know if I was dreaming here or what.
Yo. This is a waterfall. In mid-rent.
Yes.
Hey, who do you guys know?
Makaswen.
Hi, man.
Wow. Is the guy famous?
No. All right. Yeah, low key. But yes, man.
So after that, you still do what you do? Like.
Hey, yeah. You.
Have you not put maybe on your profile, okay?
No snakes.
And no anal.
But I will say to Guy, I don't do anal.
Yes.
And I don't do kissing.
Oh, you don't
kissing? But you allow them to piss on your face, though.
Yeah, I look, but so,
So what happened with you and Colin Fegg? Why you guys don't get along?
People think I'm obsessed with her, but I know people like need answers.
Yeah, and we're asking you. You didn't bring her up. We're asking you.
Yeah. Hey. I don't know where to start, but we were shooting season one. And then we fought. And then I told her, it's okay, since we're not...
What did you guys fight about?
Because like, Colin Fegg, I felt like I was a group to her. I'm a friend. She never took me as a friend. I'll be the one posting her, you know, talking good about her. And I should never do that.
Did you watch
the comment that I won?
Did you watch the episode we did with her?
Yes, I did.
Did you
like never mention my name?
Oh,
you guys were already.
See, Mina, now I'm mentioning her name.
Ah.
And now she was like,
and you guys were already.
Like, even with this Shomex thing, she never plugged me. I'm the one who told her she knows. Because Koli, there's a show, yeah, but they need, I'm a porn star, strippers, I'm a sex workers, yeah, but. Then she was like, oh, I want to go for it. So, I mean, when I was going there to tell them what I'll be bringing on the table, I saw her. I was like, I will call now. And she was like, she knows. I mean, a makeup artist, a production. You're young, that's one. The production that me funuk shooter is show yeah this body works for me and I think you're a right fit for it.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, ngangan. And then ngasho calling fair gabo can already na sabam chelil uya yas. And then people were like, calling fair build. I was like, where? When I shot a pun with Naye and I was still staying in Katlo home, ngalale sponchin with like nothing. And Jay Aban Bebangas, it's Honey Man. Did you know me? No, you know me after the show, right? Mm. Yes, people were busy saying, Colin Fega, we won't get in China. She is big. I won't lie, she is. People like knew her before the show. I mean, I want to bang as after the show. They should, people should not laugh. They should like not lie. They should give the flowers to the production.
Because you were the star of the show.
Yeah,
you were the star.
And again, I'm not star of the show. I am the star of the show.
You were.
No, you are.
That's why you're here.
Yes, because I'm the star of the show. People are saying to me, oh, Wandy, the same people that made you the star of the show is the same people that would destroy you. How? Because Nababang Letang on the show. They will destroy me. How? So I shouldn't agree to people when they call me, I'm the star of the show. No, I'm not the star of the show. If people are saying I'm the star of the show, I will say, yeah, I am. But I didn't know what I would get love, man. I thought like people would shame me and hate me. I was shocked when I got love. And I fought Colin Fega before the show Ipuma. And then she was like, I made you. You made me because I'm now on the show. I'm bigger than you. Now you're saying to people, I made you. People who should say, I made you. About DJ Maphorisa, Tsobom Lindo.
Maphorisa made you?
No, I'm just making an example. Mm. People who like should say, like Bo Mlinda, like I made you. But then she doesn't have a right to say that.
Why would Mlinda have the right to say
that? No, she's saying
like I'm making example.
Which example?
Was Pori.
Mm.
She's not her Mlindo.
Oh yes, like Ganjalo. Yes. That's what I'm
just
okay. I get you.
Production made me, and I'm always grateful to those people. They made me. Hence I'm here. It's because of the production, it's because of this body works for me. It's because of Chafta that I'm here.
Shout out to Jaff, he's the production guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bebangas, good. I'm friends with Colin Fega. They were shocked. How, and you are friends with. I'm shocked people when I keep on saying, when do we know you because of. Mm-hmm. Why would Mark Jibangas because of Colin Fega? I'm like, the bang biza la. Bang biza la after the show, season one.
Thank God.
Yes.
Because we liked you.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah,
can you be honest, like, about OnlyFans earnings? I feel like a lot of girls aren't honest, and you're so real. Like, I know prices vary or incomes vary, but how much at your prime, as like you, you're very famous, right? Or even before the show, how much do girls make on that platform?
I mean, at the highest money and I request that OnlyFans was 23K.
Mm.
Before, like, anytime maybe money is 3K in your request, 4K, 8K, 10K, but the highest is 23K.
And that was not like on a monthly basis, regular.
No, anytime. Because of Ipet Deyambe says, so I wanted to spoil myself, hence I clean and sold it 23K and then I request.
Speaking about requests, we've got a request for you.
Okay.
So our nigga here, the sound guy, Simpio, he almost died 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he hasn't released since.
Oh.
Yeah. So how much would it cost for you to give him a blowjob now?
Oh, my lands on Coca and make me a blow job now.
Yeah.
Mang ni 1.5 ngam nigga man.
See on!
See on. So 1.5 is a Coquella, but it can't be on camera because yes. Obviously.
Yeah.
But you guys can go in that room there.
Yeah, this.
And then you guys will take the microphone. If you need 1.5 manjo or after?
No, manjo.
Assistant. Let me log in. Mari South African, so you don't have to worry about a thing.
Yeah,
okay, let me. Can I e-wallet? Okay, let me e-wallet.
Oh, thank you.
Ah, don't worry. Super. We support black businesses.
Oh, my God.
Let me go to.
Wandy, before you go to work, ne?
Mm-hmm.
I heard the story about you, no Davido. Is this true?
Hey.
$200. What happened? How true is this?
You got down with me if Bang Suala.
Ay, bo, is it true?
Yeah, God, it's true.
Ay, bo, Davido.
So you hooked up with Davido?
Yo, because I'm Nangasaba Liz. But yeah, it's true, Gona. Now he knows deep down, because I fucked Wandy.
So he came up to you. Did he buy or was he like macking and stuff?
I don't know if, because I must have it's the
big. But he only gave you $200.
Yes. How? It's not him who gave me. It's, I think, I'm a security work. Or people are working with him, like, because he's high. About.
This is afterwards, after you guys were together or before?
After. Yes. And I'm told a conker.
How far? When was
damn, it's recent, most conkers.
It was. 2011.
Not
2011.
2021. Oh, that's not
2 years ago.
Is he packing?
But I was screaming on him, yabo. And nam la tafle bengul bengzo hook up and a look after here. And I was screaming because tafle bel pam gwe stage, yabo. And I was just screaming on him. And then he keep on looking at me, yabo. And then I will do like blow kiss. And then my secret so I can show that because I'm calling a man.
Yeah.
What's secret? Fetch that girl.
Wow.
Secret's long born. And then after one run, secret's one bamba. So, and lap of being pressed grace off. I mean, that was I'm going to share gong. And I humble lap, good girl, go and gala, pay a good card bamba. Get the secret thing by Meganjing his hand. Mang figure up. Umgan wake, what's give me? Did you come here with friends? That's yeah, I did. What's fetch of that's yo? If I fetch my friends, I won't come back here again. That's no go with the security. Nga hamba nje, nga fika nje, nga don't sabangan bam bonk. Sa hamba nje, gan chal.
I'm saying
my friends knows.
Is he packing?
Jan.
Like, does he have a big dick?
Yeah, in my peanuts. I'm nandu.
You know my peanuts?
What's that?
No, like the dick, that's not my peanuts. So like lunch bar. Do you see like lunch bar, yabo?
What do you mean? No. Fact checker says, oh, I see. What? Whoa.
And he made me like suck one? The dick, yo. And keep on saying, vomit. Oh, cause a dick, yo. You think I
at the vomit?
Yeah, vomit. Vomit.
Mm. Mm.
And when I thought the good sabo la, it's in Mangvuga. Mama, I'm saying a little. They're more.
$200.
Did he, what else did he do?
Mm?
What else did he
do? Yeah, I remember, say 1.5. And fucking thing, man.
Funny number.
Nah.
Thank you. Give me a number. Yeah, I said, must I send to this number? Yet?
Please.
This one?
Yes.
Okay. It's in Sandy e-wallet, man.
Hey, one of my message, like, hustling hands, you look group again, shut up. I'm a notification. Hustling hands, so it's a group where you guys share.
Yeah, when someone will clients. Say they need like 5 girls at Cape Town, or they need 5 girls or 10 girls at Durban, Imali, 4K or 5K.
There we go.
Are the girls we know here?
Read it in.
Yo, let's go, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Tati Mike's pure. Go get some head, man.
Tati Mike, Masambe.
Oh, yeah.
You saw it went through on it. We told it on it. We told it.
You check. It's a one of Funzo. I'm like a Funzo. But I have broken my e-wallet.
Yeah,
I'm going to
get my e-wallet.
Which mic
are you grabbing? Which mic?
Yeah.
Which mic?
All right, cool.
Let's go.
Grab a mic, bro.
Grab a mic, dog. We'll be listening, all right?
David Mashamina, guys, who's talking about blowjob.
I heard you can make him come in 60 seconds.
My brother.
60 seconds is too much. Ne? It's too long.
This is wild. It's actually happening. Fucking.
Let's go. Plug in the mic, my dog.
Spiwe. I'm an antibiotic. My painkiller. Poos.
This pure is about to get a blowjob at work. And there's Wandi, the giver of the blowjob.
You guys can go in
there's
there.
Mac,
it's safe
the facilitator
in there.
And organizer of the blowjob.
There we go.
And then there's the rest of us, non-receivers.
Let's hear Simpiwa say something on the mic.
Yo.
Yeah, oh, there we go.
I'm going to take you out. I'm going to blur your face or something.
All right, there we go. Asambe.
Okay, it looks so nice.
Oh, I love it.
God damn. Mm.
Hey, my man, you want to commentate on this?
Yeah, the sound is fucking wild. It's pure. What
the fuck? I needed to release, eh? It's the least, you almost died, dog. It's the least we can do. We look out for each other. You know?
We look out for each other. We're family, you know?
Why shock?
Sounds like it. I heard a bass. I heard a bass, and I think it's time, yeah? I hope he came on a face. Oh, it says he's about to come now.
No, he's... Oh, he's about to come. Oh, I thought he came on. I know, spew is taking too long.
I think I will vomit.
I told you, Penduka, you need to release this guy. It's been too long, my man.
Dog, and I pull me in. And Gingis, I'm going to do a blowjob.
Ah, these ones are fucking now.
They fucking now, bro. Is this a blowjob still?
I'm not hearing tuku 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 tuku.
I'm here. Nah?
These ones are chowing now.
They're chowing. Wait. Wait. Is it her? That's it. Oh, it's her. She's gagging. She has it all the way down to the throat. Mm-hmm. She's gagging. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yo, she goes in. Sounds like Pete was representing South African men very well. He's representing South African men very well.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Miss Lady, how are we rating it?
What?
If only Mashabela knew what happens in his studio.
He doesn't know what's going on in his studios. I think we're gonna get kicked out of these studios, man. There's gonna be a huge sign, no blowjob. In the bathroom, no blowjobs allowed. I get this flash after you said no blowjobs allowed.
Hi, Simpi Way, huh?
No, but you can't. He needs to come. You can't do that. We can't. He needs to.
Huh? Can we what? Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. What's wrong with the batteries?
I need to charge them. Sure.
Oh. Spew is really being like, he's not ready to disgrace himself in front of the whole world. He's holding that cum in like a motherfucker.
You wish it was you.
Nah, I'm good. No, Spewy. Fucking, where
is Spewy? We need you, Spewy.
Spewy! Post-match interview, boy. Post-match interview.
Post-match. Well,
post-match, boy.
You're saying?
One is done.
Man of the match. Oh, my goodness.
Oh. One, the soul chase, both of us see. One on the freeway. Soul chase. What the fuck?
Hey,
one.
Hey, barman. Hey.
Come here, who?
The wait. The mics are on.
Yo, bro, she even lost an eyelash.
Oh. How was that, Wendy?
That's good.
Eh? Oh, sorry, Wendy. Listen. Wait. Hold on. Yes. How was that?
Just good looking lounge.
Man. Did he represent for South African men?
Did he represent for South African men in old Frank's performance size?
Yeah, his dick is good.
Spirit boy!
You even lost an eyelash.
Oh my goodness. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to you.
Was he like gagging you?
Yeah. All right, let's find post-match.
Post-match interview. Sir, it was a slow start there, but around, the halfway mark, We started hearing sounds and weren't sure whether it was the opponent or it was you. Please take us through that. What was happening there?
How was it?
Tato.
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, yeah, no, that was wild, eh?
Voila. Man of the match interview, boy.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate that?
A 9. A 9.5.
The other 0.5?
Yeah?
Where did it go?
The other 0.5, yeah, it's because, you know, I'm intimate. Mm, so okay. It's just there. Yeah, but I know.
At what point did you realize, Huri, I'm doing this?
As soon as I took my pants down.
We heard you say, can I touch? What was going on there?
Yeah.
I'm not in touch, you know?
Mm. Touch what?
Oh, we asked me, if you feel it.
Oh, on,
Joe. Right, I'm a package.
Formula One.
Yeah, but you know, yeah.
Did you touch the packages?
Oh, I don't know. Then you a number, but I'm not sure.
And then, hold on. Where did you come?
Yeah?
Did you come on her face? Did you come in your hand?
Or did you swallow?
Mm? Yes, the coming. Yes. Where did the sperms end up? Alright, tell the truth.
In the mouth.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if
Did you swallow?
I don't know if she swallowed or spit. Oh, she spit them out.
I did swallow.
Can't spit in my Shabella studios now.
How my kids taste.
But Dave, she swallowed. Your studios are good. Don't fumigate.
How did my kids taste?
Faulty.
Anyway, Wandelay, here we are. So, what do you want to say to a young girl out there?
Oh my God.
Wow. After this.
Oh my God.
Too late, Mac. Too late. Oh.
Any words of wisdom?
No. At this rate, to 20 year olds and above. No, not a young. 20 year olds and above.
Yeah, that's what it means.
No, a young girl.
Not young girl. 20 year olds and above. 18 year olds and above.
What's your.
I'm just gonna say, like, they should do what they want to do.
Mm.
Yes, they're so good. The sex industry doesn't have money. Look at our biggest Mother Teresa, she doesn't have a license.
Who
doesn't have
a license? No, never mind.
Who's the big, you know? She claimed that she made 80k here, right?
Mm.
She doesn't have a license, right?
Oh.
And she's feeding the men, so like, they should continue
she's
going
feeding
to
feeding the man.
No. So yeah, they should like go to school.
Mm.
Sex industry is not good. It has like traumas and everything.
So you would advise girls against actually being in this industry?
Yes, like go to school.
Yeah, it's not worth
it. But if they want to be, they can.
Go to school.
But my advice is like, period. I mean, I wish I went to school.
Go to school, don't have sex during periods.
But now I wish like I went to school and got it.
What would you have studied if you went to school?
It's financial management.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing accounting in school and business and economics.
Wendy, I love you so much, man.
Season 2
is coming out, ne? You guys are shooting season 2 now, ne?
Mm.
And are the girls intimidated because now they know you're a star?
I'm a threat to them.
Nah.
That's why they come for my looks anytime. They be like, you ugly, have a big nose, what? It's okay.
Yeah.
Mm. And they be like, my home, it's ugly. And they be like, aksugwam lapha. Uzobona kwami wena.
Yeah.
But lapha aksugwam. And angifihlanga. Let bona basikhombise emakubo. Let's see bahlala kuphi bona. Because mina ngifihlanga ekatlong.
Who's returning and do you have new members in the cast?
Masibona season 2.
Okay, smart.
Yeah. And then you're still busy with OnlyFans, right?
Because I have a boyfriend right now. And he's giving me the man that I want.
Oh, so there's no need. Ne?
So you're not even doing hookups no more?
In Kawaiians, but now since in Klanalendo, I'm Sawaiians.
Do you know how many niggas are going to book you after this show?
Exactly, after this show.
That was a sterling performance.
Okay, as long as there's money, you know.
And he doesn't
But
mind.
The man is on season 2.
Oh, okay. But your man doesn't mind you actually going for hookups?
he does mind me because yeah, she would say, I give you the man that you want. What now?
So you just go behind his back?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's keep chillas, let's keep this a secret. Okay.
Yeah. You won't see this.
No, I won't see it. Yeah. Nigeria, they don't know
Portland. Yeah, they don't know.
Chillas in Nigeria.
Wendile, thank you so much. I don't know why I keep calling you Wendy, man. It's the weirdest thing.
Wendile, shout out. So
Wendy. How's it?
Oh,
you were there high-fiving at the beginning of the episode. Man, you're some shiny current.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlasha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.